Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, normally, Jordan Mailata would be here, and the segment would be sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24-7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai, which it still is. No Jordan, because he has a bye week. So we told Jordan, big dog, you get to relax. So Big Dog does not have to answer questions today. He doesn't have to answer about whether they're one block away, which they were not on Sunday. They got the one block, so Jordan will return next week.
Although he did say to me last night,
what?
I said, man, 276? He said, should have been 300.
There you go.
Always wanting more.
Always wants more.
It's what the greats do.
It well, should have been 300.
Maybe he heard Donovan that they didn't have a good rushing game.
Actually, their day on the ground sucked.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he didn't hear that. Yes.
Well, he pushed me over the edge with that one. Stop it, Donovan. Stop it. One team that everybody in the city seems pretty thrilled about is your Philadelphia 76ers.
How about that?
Who are 3-0. Hopefully, it's not the 3-0 they were with Michael Carter Williams, Evan Turner, Spencer Hawes, and that other team that was also 3-0.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the.
Is that the last time they were 3-0?
No. Oh, okay. They've been 3-0 since. I believe they were 3-0 the year that they signed Al Horford. Do you remember the Furkan Korkmaz game winner against Portland that year? I think they were 3-0 that year.
Okay.
I think that was the 1920 season, I guess they were 3-0. Yeah. But thrilling last night. I wrote off as a loss. Orlando's a talented team, but especially without Embiid, you know, without Dominic Barlow, but Tyrese Maxey, 40 points, 8 assists. Vijay Edgecombe, 26 points, I think, last night, all within the flow of the game. Mm-hmm. They led wire to wire against Orlando. Nick Nurse doing a good job, has these guys playing real hard. And
finally has good rotations.
Finally, you know. Power forwards are all two-way players. And I'm seeing this thing. They're 3-0, which I'm thrilled about, 100% thrilled. And everybody is like, we're going to win the East. And, you know, the ceiling of this team, look. Mm-hmm. No expectations on the Philadelphia. Costos texting me during the game. You know, this team could win the East. Everybody needs to stop it. Mm. You're going to ruin it. This year is not about expectations. When you start thinking about them winning the East, then when they lose a game, you're going to, all of a sudden, you're going to, Vijay Edgecombe goes 2 of 12. You're going to say, he's not as good as we thought he was. This year is not about winning the East. Look, if we wake up in May and Joel Embiid's healthy, and Paul George, and you know, whatever, fine, awesome. No expectations. The expectation of this year is we get to watch exciting young players. We get to watch Tyrese Maxey, Vijay Edgecombe, Jared McCain. They all got to get better. They got to grow. Exciting team that makes us proud. That is the expectation. You're going to ruin it by not having fun and saying that they're better than maybe they are. People are getting a little bit crazy. And I want to have a fun time. You know what this is?
What?
You go on vacation. Look, not me anymore. Mm-hmm. Or actually not me ever. Just something I would see in a movie. Mm-hmm. Somebody goes on vacation and, you know, they're there for a week and they meet a girl on vacation. They know they're never going to see him again. They're not getting married to the girl, right? Yeah. They're just having fun for the week.
This wasn't your life?
It was not my life, actually. Nothing like this. That's what this team is. This team is fun. No commitment. relax. We've had 7 years of disappointment. Just relax, watch the fun young players, and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah. Not going to be able to do that.
Oh, come on.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
You may come in with that plan, right? They're winning games.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah, but they
just
start.
Just have fun.
Nah, they start
put your little
games.
Bets on the team.
Yeah, I got to think about the possibilities of what this could actually become.
Mm-mm. Not this year.
That's what I have to think about at some point. Now, I will say this. After three games, I'm not talking about winning the East yet.
Please do not.
But if I get to 20 games.
Okay.
And we're sitting at 16-4.
Okay.
Come on now. At some point, it's real. I mean, I've already put down money on Tyrese Maxey for MVP.
Of course.
Like that's the thing.
What were the odds?
I don't really know a lot.
Yeah. Edgecombe Rookie of the Year?
That'll be tough,
too. Well, him and Cooper Flagg, they're probably leading.
Yeah.
Leading.
What about Ace Bailey?
No.
He did have 6 points.
Unless he has a strong second half. I've already thrown away the first half of his rookie year.
Well, here's the other thing I've noticed is the same people who are expecting them to win the East are saying, just get rid of Embiid. These kids can win the East.
See?
I'm
trying not to be one of those people.
Yes.
So here's my thing.
Yeah.
With that, you notice I didn't add in Embiid and Paul George.
Yes.
Because I know what that does to people's thought process on the team.
Right. It makes them mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not me, though.
I know. Not you.
Does not make me mad.
Yeah.
Does not make me mad. Because here's the thing. I just need 50 games out of those guys. 45 to 50 games.
Sure.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
And give me healthy playoffs for them. Meaning that if they can get to that point and this young core could somehow keep everything afloat, they're going to be a top three seed, possibly.
Sure. And
how can I not think of the Eastern Conference being ours?
And there's
no Tatum. There's no Halliburton.
The team is currently constructed is not – here's the problem with the get rid of Embiid. The team is currently constructed is not winning the East without Joel Embiid.
No.
That won't happen.
No.
They could be exciting. They could grow into something.
Right.
You know, maybe Joel Embiid's not here after a year and they trade him. They could grow into that. This year, they're not winning the East without Joel Embiid. So you can't separate the two.
Right.
You know, now you could do if he comes back healthy. But I've just personally, I've been down that road, the if and the what if this happens, if he's healthy here, it just leads to disappointment. I'm having such a good time watching them shocked that they win every game. Stunned.
I'm with you there. Now listen, it's been a tricky season for us Sixers fans.
Well, because the expectations are getting crazy.
Well, and you realize that it isn't just Maxey and VJ Edgecombe.
No.
Like Embiid is still here. Paul George is still here.
Yes.
And you're gonna be reminded of that once or twice a week when they come out there to play.
Yes.
So I'm trying to make sure I'm not getting frustrated when I see those guys. I'm not. Right? Like, I'm not.
They're going to be here.
Because they're going to be here.
And look.
They're going to be here.
There's maybe, if there is a world in which they decide, we're doing youth movement, and we trade Embiid and trade Paul, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not a team that wins the East. So.
Yeah, it's still not a team that wins the East.
So
yeah.
just stay excited. What growth out of Tyrese Maxey. What as a VJ Edgecombe optimist, more than I didn't expect him to average 25 points a game in the first, even in three games, it's
McCain
been outrageous.
McCain is coming back?
McCain's coming back probably mid-November. Now, Paul George
What you going to do about that, man? What you going to do?
Yeah, because we're in the Maxey.
Yeah. Well, no. He's not in love with Maxey.
Well, I like Maxey.
I'm not saying you don't like Maxey, but you're a McCain guy.
Yes.
So how do you parse McCain and Edgecombe?
Here's the thing.
Huh?
Jared McCain is going to make everybody's life easier on this team. The first thing he does is he adds a real ball handler, a real passer, and a real shooter. Mm-hmm. This team, they're and they have the most efficient offense in the NBA right now. There's not enough shooters on the team
largely.
Yeah. They're starting lineups with Jabari Walker, Kelly Oubre, who had another great game last night.
He also took like three shots while I was like, hold on, man.
One of us appreciated those shots.
Well, it's because he bet them over 25.
25 plus 1,200.
There you
go. And three threes and 20 plus points.
Kelly's like me on the playground.
Yeah.
You throw me the ball, I'm shooting
it. Oh, for sure. And he's left-handed.
Yep.
And he's left-handed. And I appreciate last night, like a pretty soft and one. He still did the push-up.
Oh, yes. You see him doing the push-ups?
Yeah.
Watch his shoulders.
Broad shoulders, yeah.
So, it's just like, I don't know. McCain, so mm-hmm. a lot of things they've done with Maxey so far this year, he's had a lot of off-ball. You know, if you notice, a lot of games of Edgecombe's bringing the ball up, even mm-hmm. with Maxey on the floor. Mm-hmm. So Maxey has become such a good shooter. They have him flying around screens and off ball. So I think Jared McCain, as the only other player on the team, aside from Kyle Lowry, who doesn't even wear his uniform, can be a lead guard,
yeah.
you know, with, I think it'll just help Maxey.
Okay.
I think it'll help Edgecombe. I think, you know, Edgecombe and Grimes, maybe their minutes go down a little bit, but also Edgecombe probably could play three and Grimes could play three, depending on who's the four, right?
Right.
You have Paul George in there. All of a sudden you have maybe five guys on the court that can pass or they can shoot, rather. I think McCain's just going to help everything.
At some point, we're going to have more scoring than we can use.
Your lips to God's ears. Oh, my God.
It will be a great problem to have, but we're going to have more scoring than we probably need.
Oh, it's so funny. It's like we've been dying for a backcourt like Maxey and Edgecombe, and then you just remember that Jared McCain's coming back.
Yeah, you got McCain coming back.
Who was the favorite for Rookie of the Year when he got hurt last year?
Yes.
And I think could be the best player of the three.
Jim, sounds like an Easter egg.
And I got
to
wipe the slate.
He just wanted to do his I don't know, Jim.
I got to wipe the slate clean with Jared McCain.
Yes. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I got to wipe. Because actually, by the time I even started to actually acknowledge him, he got injured last year.
Yeah. You know, Aaron from Mount Airy came up to me at Chickies yesterday. He swore off the Sixers last year. He didn't watch.
Yeah.
And he said, I keep hearing you mention Jared McCain. And then he said, I watched his highlights. And I said,
you're right.
Yeah.
You have to go back and look at the highlights. And I'm like, oh, this boy was killing it.
Yeah,
I do remember the highlight. I mean, how he was Rookie of the Month and everything.
Yep.
But I was so into Eagles football, I hadn't locked in on the Sixers enough to watch Jared McCain every
night.
And then
he got hurt.
And then he got injured. Yeah. So I didn't even get to really get into Jared McCain.
Moves like Steph?
He does. He does move like Steph.
Mm-hmm.
He's great off ball.
Yeah.
Fight good position and strong. You know,
come on, man.
Listen, you said top 15 player. I think he'll be lucky if he's a top 30 player.
He could be a top 15 player
of all time.
He's got the time in the NBA. He's got the juice. He's got the juice. I can see it.
I just like pushing you a little bit.
And I love seeing. I saw.
It's just good to see you happy.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Yeah. Wow. Look at your face in there. And we're not even talking about Kelly Oubre.
Well, we were.
Oubre was great. I love Oubre. Well, you know, I love me a role player.
Yes,
player.
That's your type of guy.
And Oubre has been, Oubre has become all pro. I don't know if you remember that.
That's right.
People forget.
Yeah. Oubre has become the role player on the team that, because I think he most likely will, if everybody's healthy, he most likely gets traded at the deadline. I'm appreciating
his
time.
I actually think that's the type of guy you need on a team.
Well, because he works hard.
Yeah, he's a glue guy. He does all the dirty work. Right?
Yeah.
And he's a fake tough guy, but I like the fact that he's a tough guy.
He's
like Matt Barnes.
Yes. Matt Barnes fake tough.
Yeah.
Guy. Yeah. Well, didn't Matt Barnes go to beat up Derek Fisher that one time?
Yes.
Fisher go to beat up Matt Barnes?
No, you had it right. It was Matt Barnes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Derek Fisher was dating Matt Barnes' ex-wife.
Yes.
Now they're married.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, now he coaches Matt Barnes' kids.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, everything worked out.
And they love each other.
See?
Like,
it's
like
love
a blended
story.
Family now.
Wow.
That sounds like a nice little movie. A little rom-com.
Yeah.
Matt Barnes was hot.
He was.
He drove from Sacramento to L.A.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Which song would get a better reaction at a wedding? I Want It That Way or Bye Bye Bye? This is a close one. I Want It That Way, 53.2%. Bye Bye Bye, 46.8%.
I got my second whitest song before you go to the falls.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Will Smith, Welcome to Miami.
Oh, that is a good. That's college as well.
I can't tell you if I've ever heard that at a wedding.
Oh, really?
I don't think
Miami.
So.
No.
I know the song, but yeah.
You never heard it at the wedding?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I just figured it was a white song.
Well.
Yeah. Well, it is.
What about?
I like that you're picking all delegation white songs.
That's right.
Delegation sung white songs.
Yep.
Yep. That make the white people feel like they're in the delegation. Especially,
we're all at the cookout, man.
Yeah.
We're all there.
Especially the Montel Jordan one. That was the first one.
That was the first
one. Oh, yeah. This is how we do it. Get a lot of this. 215-592-9494.
He's on to me.
Yeah. Robin Overbrook. You're on WIP. What's up, Rob?
What's up, Spike? Ike. Kyle. I mean, Mr. Fritz Jack.
Wow, hey, listen, calling
Kyle. I want to tell you, I want to ask you guys, I hadn't talked to you guys in a while before I get to A.J. Smith about, you know, Dombrowski and what he said about Harper. Was there any validity to that? Or
validity in what exactly? That he wasn't elite now, he doesn't know if he could be elite in the future?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's true.
Whether
he should have said it or not, that's right. A completely different conversation. But it's true. He wasn't an elite player. Jack and I were trying to figure out the number of elite, like, everyday players in baseball right now. The list is only like four or five. I think that Bryce is probably in the third tier this year, but a really good player, but not an elite player. And whether he can be elite, maybe, you know, who knows? But he probably shouldn't have said it when he said it, the way he said it, but it's true. Yeah.
Well, why not? If it's true, it's true. What do you think about Harper's comeback? I don't think that was...
Yeah, that was a little disappointing.
Yeah. Well, because he was taking shots at fans and media.
Yeah.
I mean, he was upset with Dombrowski, but when he talks about crying about the trade stuff, that is not Dombrowski.
Yeah, that didn't come from the organization.
Yeah, they both broke in a way they shouldn't have broken.
Yeah.
Dave Dombrowski said something he shouldn't have said publicly, and then Bryce Harper, who has been so good in saying the right thing at the right time, he said the wrong thing.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I'm not just putting it on Bryce. I think it's Bryce and Scott Boras. I think they both, like, sort of, you know, Bryce is, for whatever you say about him, he is certainly purposeful in what he says and what he does, especially about fans. Mm. And when he's never gone at fans, right? He's the guy, when you ask him about booing, he said, well, we should play better.
Yep.
He always says the right thing. And not only, this wasn't just after a game when you're emotional. When you seek out a reporter, or the reporter seeks out you, and you decide to talk 2 weeks after the season's over, if you're mad at Dombrowski, whatever. You know, I don't think he should have said it, but if you're mad at Dombrowski, when you're taking shots at the fans and the media, it never works. It just never works here. It didn't work for... Now, he's not going to get the blowback that somebody like Castellanos would, but I don't think any of us think it was a smart, strategic decision from Bryce.
Nope.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, As for me, I want to get my AJ thing. As for me, I don't think they'll ever win with him because he's not that guy that comes through. Let's take Jim Kelly in the Buffalo. I mean, Jim Kelly has some great games to get to the Super Bowl, but in those four Super Bowls, he didn't have the great game that got them over the top. So you couldn't say he's a choker, but maybe in those Super Bowls, but he had great games, but he didn't have the great game in the greatest moment. And that's when a real great athlete, that's what he has. He has the great game in the great moment. And I haven't seen that from Bryce. He's had some good games in the playoffs, but he hasn't had the great game in the great moment.
Well, he hit a home run to put us in the World Series.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the World Series. That's what counts for me. And like I said, you can get there. And a lot of guys that get there, but what separates that elite guy, man, is that guy when the stage is like Reggie Jackson, when the stage was hit, was there, man, he did it.
You think Barry Bonds was an elite player?
No, he's on steroids. But
well, Rob, only thing, Shohei Ohtani's
that's a good answer.
Shohei Ohtani's having a great World Series. Shohei Ohtani hit 200 in the World Series last year, and the Dodgers won the World Series. I agree with you that I don't think over the last 2 years, before that, Bryce had some big moments in the playoffs. The last 2 years, he had opportunities for big moments, and he didn't have them.
That's a fact.
Yeah, and that's a fact. But to say that you can't win with him, I don't agree with that. But what's your A.J. Brown point?
They haven't won so far with him.
Well, they've won. Hold on, though. And again, I am more than happy to be critical of Bryce Harper. To say that they haven't won when they've been in the playoffs every year for the last four years. They got to the World Series. They got to the LCS. They've won more games in the regular season every year than the year before. He's won an MVP here. They haven't won the World Series. But people do this with Donovan all the time, and it's unfair. To say that he didn't play in big games is untrue. Play well in big games. There are big games to get to the biggest game. Now, he did have an opportunity in the World Series. He did have an opportunity in the LCS to get him there, but he also was the reason they were there. So it's a little bit more difficult in baseball sometimes than in football or basketball, where if you're the quarterback or you're the best player on a basketball team, you can just do it. I'm oversimplifying it. It doesn't really work that way in baseball when the success rate of a good player is succeeding 3 out of 10 times. You know, a successful player who hits 300 is only successful 3 out of 10 times. Yeah. So what's your point on AJ, Rob?
Oh, AJ, you know what? Remember when he was traded here, that draft night trade? You know, there were some whispers that, you know, because people were asking, especially in Philadelphia, well, why would Tennessee get rid of a great talent like that? And then I heard some things, you know, like, well, maybe he's out, you know, he has some issues. And then it was hushed up real quick after he got here. But it seems to me that there might be some validity in that because the guy has some issues. And Ike, like you said, when he comes back, you know, this is going to tell the story. You know, this is going to tell the story about what this guy is really about. You know, they had two good games, and he caught some passes, and, you know, that should be enough to placate him. But if he comes back with the same nonsense, then there's something wrong with this guy. You know, like, I'm sure, what's that, what was that, Antonio Brown, I'm sure he was a head case. And sometimes a great player can be a head case.
Yeah, Antonio.
Oh, he definitely was a head case. Yeah,
Antonio Brown. I would be careful with head case.
I want to be sensitive to that. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
AJ's had some struggles there. Yeah. But A.J. Brown, in terms of outrageous behavior, certainly at a different level than Antonio Brown.
Yeah,
those two guys at a different level. Yeah.
Yeah, but who's to say he won't take it there? I mean, like you said, like it's going to and it's like it's going to be this is going to be really telling, you know, whether he wants to be part of a winning thing or he just wants, you know, to get stats and get the ball and be in the Hall of Fame. So, I think there's a little. Sometimes you can do both, but sometimes you can't. So you have to wait and see what he's going to do when he comes back.
Yeah, and I honestly think the Antonio Brown situation is a good case study because Antonio Brown won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. You look at the numbers he put up in Pittsburgh, he is a Hall of Fame wide receiver. But because of the way his career ended with everything, I don't think Antonio Brown is going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Wow, because all that stuff?
I don't think he's going to wind up getting in there. And he definitely had two or three more years. He definitely had two or three more years that he could have continued to play to add more numbers to what he already has done.
Sure.
But because of the way it ended with everything else, walking off the field, all that stuff, with, you know, he took the equipment off, and then his subsequent tweets and how offensive he'd been with all sorts of stuff, I just think media members who are going to vote him in there, they aren't going to vote him in.
Rob, whitest song you could play at a wedding? What is it?
You know, I was at a wedding. I was telling Jack, I was at a wedding, and I thought it was a joke at first, but they played Disco Duck, and people were out there actually dancing, and I was like, wow, it was part of the repertoire.
So Disco Duck is a long time ago. I think it was it, thank you for the call, Rob, was it a radio DJ? I could have sworn it was a radio.
My friend, she supposed to have his music ready to go.
Yeah, Disco Duck.
Disco Duck.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
If I'm correct, Disco Duck was probably late 70s, early 80s. Hold on. The white people would not go crazy. Rick Dees. It was a radio DJ. Yeah, it was Rick Dees. Yeah. Look, I've been to a lot of white weddings. Never seen Disco Duck. Never
Rob's
disco
definitely
though.
The 70s wedding type. Yeah,
for sure.
Did they play the Cupid Shuffle?
Oh, still, yeah. Yeah,
most. I mean, the wedding you were at.
No, there was a lot of...
The black wedding, I'm going to go through all the line dances. Did they play the electric slide?
Yeah, okay, so one thing I noticed about yes. the electric slide is they kept doing it for 20 minutes through a bunch of different songs. Is that normal?
Well, it can be, yeah. Yeah. Once it starts, it's hard to get off.
I looked at Val when it started, and I said... Oh, now, which dance is this? And she's like, the electric slide. 15 minutes later, I said, are they still doing the electric slide?
Now, is it this weekend?
Yes, it was Sunday.
Wow, so it's still going?
Oh, electric slide, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, is the Macarena still at weddings?
Oh, I don't think so.
You think that's done?
Yeah,
I think
it's done. Here's Macarena.
Yeah.
One, Maca two, Maca three, Macarena. Come on, man.
Gangnam Style had a minute, too. Yeah, that was probably at weddings, too. Yeah.
Didn't last, though.
No, it did not last.
No?
It did not
last. That was 15 minutes of fame.
Yes. It was a great moment, though. What a moment. 215-592-9494. Little High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next. What a game last night.
What a game.
Well, supposedly. I certainly didn't stay up for it.
No
but,
shot.
But
no
supposedly shot. There was a game. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you so much for listening. On your radio, free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. What's up, YouTube folks? So glad to see you. This segment presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. Yo, so let me tell you. First of all, let me get with the pre-points before I get to my point, my real point. You talked about your weddings that you went to, Spike, right?
Yeah.
The Swang and Slide song. You didn't know that song?
The Swag Surf song?
Yeah. They do that at like every college.
Well,
like, I haven't been.
Dude, I haven't been in college in 30 years.
Saying, but you watch college basketball, don't you?
Nope. I hate college.
They've been doing that for years.
So I don't watch college basketball because I only watch NBA. But now that you're mentioning it, I do recognize it from the crowd doing it in college basketball.
Yeah, the crowd
basketball.
Do it.
Yes.
Yeah, the crowd did it, John.
Dude, that kind of dance, I can do that. There's no moves. All you need is a little bit of rhythm. And
you know what it is?
I do have a little bit of
rhythm. It's a new age wave.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Right.
That's
the new,
basically
yes.
what it is. Yes. But I was just saying that. For number two, I'll give you my white song first before I get to it. I'm going to go with Jump Around.
Oh, well, yes. I mean,
is that a wedding song? Jump Around?
Well,
yo,
I could.
After you hit the bar and all the little
dance with
your mom and them over, everybody partying. That's definitely, and you know that's a little shout out to the delegation like you've been doing. We rock with that too.
Yeah, so I mean you would say
that's Cypress Hill.
No, it's House of Pain.
House of Pain.
Everlast.
Yeah. Everlast was down with Ice-T.
There we go.
Back in the day.
But it is. Wisconsin uses this.
Oh yeah, dude.
Wisconsin football team.
Oh, you kidding me? The The white wedding would go crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they do it in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And you know, you get a lot of that. You get a lot of the, okay. you would get the jumping. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, and this last little pre-join.
Yeah.
So that play that funky music, white boy.
Yes.
We rock with that. That's Patty Jackson play that. That's classic.
Hold on, Miss Patty will play that?
Yeah, Butterball, baby.
Okay.
They all play that. That's my dad and them rock with that.
Okay.
Song, so. Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know, crossover, man. Like, all right. All at the barbecue. The AJ thing, two quick things or whatever, because I talked about this with y'all yesterday or the day before. One, you Spike, and not just only you, but a couple people keep bringing up maybe Jalen to be more free. Look what it did for Josh Allen.
Yeah.
He is in the same position he was with Stephon Diggs. He ain't won nothing.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I mean, you can do that all you want. But
I'm just saying.
But he won the MVP the next year. I mean, it's not nothing.
Yeah. All right, so if you want to say he won the MVP, but they also ran the ball a whole lot more the year he won the MVP.
Well, of course.
So
but
I'm just saying.
Point being, if you don't think the Stephon, and I think Buffalo could probably use one better weapon, one added weapon on offense for sure. But if you don't think that, I think Josh Allen even said it.
He said it, but yeah. I ain't saying he right, because every time they lose, what they say? Oh, he ain't got no weapons. It's like, yo, which one is it? Is it when he had a weapon, he got on his nerves,
but
or he don't got no weapons?
The difference here is that, and A.J. Brown, great player, the Eagles still have weapons on offense.
I agree.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert is probably all three. Now, James Cook is a great running back, but...
Yeah, Cook tough.
But you know, Devontae Smith would be the best receiver on the Bills right now.
I agree with you, but the only thing I would say also about that is, hey, with that, when we got all the firepower we have, that helps each other out, in my opinion. And to be real with you, I haven't seen it done without AJ. You know how we always say this, that, there? Because if that Giant game, and I know you ain't using this, but I've heard Jillio and other people use it, that Giant game ain't indicative of it, because they say, oh, the Giants kicked up behind us. If Jalen hit a couple passes that was open, he would have threw for 300 yards. The Giants' defensive backfield stank. They said they had people off the practice squad that they was picking on Sunday. And that's all I said. By the way, just the last thing, man, go Sixers, man. I've been telling y'all I rock with them the whole time. Every time I call y'all, I never falter on the Sixers.
You don't.
I bang with the Sixers. And Ike, I'm coming at you. Because you and Johnny wanted to trade. I'm always going to remember that. Y'all wanted to trade Maxie.
When he was
on his ride for Dame.
Yep, but Dame Lillard.
Is old, man.
Hold on, though. Dame. Hold on. You can't hold on, Ike.
And you want Trevor Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson. I mean, like, come on. Let's just call him on the carpet.
I love Dame, but Dame was old when they tried to trade him still.
No, he was still in Portland. He was still important. But either way, that would have been a bad move. And I can admit when I was wrong about something.
We all got those. Yeah. I just had to take a shot.
It's all good.
Fun.
But I'm actually more of a Maxi guy now than I've ever been.
Yeah, and I think Maxi is way better than I ever thought I could be.
Yeah, what was that? About 3 or 4 years ago, right?
3 or 4 years. But you know why I know you're a Maxi guy now?
Yeah.
Because he said, what did he say last night? Yeah, I can't smile all the time. Remember, y'all was all
Smiley.
That's probably his nickname, Smiley. Yeah.
Y'all be easy, man.
All right.
And he got into a Desmond Bain a little bit last night.
He did.
I appreciated that.
Let me address that right
now. Yeah, I was waiting for this.
Well, because I can appreciate that. I didn't know how that was going to turn out. Maxie does smile a little bit too much, but that was a moment.
Yes.
It was.
That was a good moment right there.
Well, especially Desmond Bain's built like a linebacker, too.
He tried to bully, tried to little boy him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maxie wasn't going for it.
The biggest thing he preached about Maxie this year is that he's backing up what he said at the press conference start the year about we're changing the culture around.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was affected that last year. He was a loser last year like everybody else, you know, but he was. Nick Nurse was a loser. Everybody was a loser.
Hold on, how many people did I want for Jalen?
All right, so Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson. I don't think you're pro the trade for Zach Wilson, but you kind of got it. You saw the arm talent.
I saw it.
Saw the arm talent. Listen, it was what it is.
After that 2021 season, man, it was rough, man.
Hey, if Russell Wilson just says yes to the trade, he's an Eagle.
That's true. He's an Eagle.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I wasn't the only one that was looking at Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah, the Eagles had wandering eyes, too.
Exactly. Right? Wandering eyes for Deshaun.
And Jack's right. The whole Zach Wilson. Remember, it was reported that the Eagles were trying to get up to the number two pick in the draft that year.
To get Zach Wilson. Yeah. So that was the biggest bullet dodged offseason ever. They offered Allen Robinson more money than the Rams.
Yep.
He turned him down.
Yep.
They tried to get
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley. Then he got busted for gambling.
Yep.
And then they ended up with A.J. Brown.
Yep.
Like, it's... I don't know what happened to the NovaCare complex, but everything goes their way now. It's crazy.
It's so true.
It's crazy. Well,
sometimes it's the trades you make. Sometimes the ones that you don't. When Morey was in Houston, he tried to trade for Bynum.
And
he didn't get him. And thank goodness for him.
Yeah, he's probably bummed he didn't get him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy I was wrong about Jalen.
Of course.
Yep.
And I'm happy I was wrong about Maxey.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love Maxey.
And I think I'm going to be wrong about McCain.
Yeah, I think you will be.
Yeah, but you were never like.
Yeah. Well, I was wrong about McCain. Yeah.
Yeah, I was never anti-McCain. I was like, eh. He certainly was a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
Totally.
He didn't look good in summer league. He didn't look good in preseason. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he got in the NBA and it was, look at that. Yeah.
I'm not wrong very often.
Nah.
Occasionally.
Until you start remembering.
Listing them.
Yeah. I was wrong about Devontae.
Well, that's it. I think sometimes people don't understand. When
I was right about AJ. I did the Now I'm Awake.
Why?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where that came from. Great player.
Yeah. Well,
now I'm awake.
You talk for 4 hours every day. You got to get an opinion on everything.
Yes.
I got news for you. You're going to be wrong a lot. You'd be right. You'd be wrong.
I guess I was wrong about Wentz.
Well, that wasn't your fault, though.
Oh.
It was Carson's fault and the Eagles. They sabotaged him.
You sound like the people that were wrong about Ben.
Now, I wasn't wrong about Ben.
No.
I was right about Ben.
Mike does that all the time. Mike, my podcast partner, when I say I was right about Ben, you were wrong. He said Ben got worse. That's the point. I saw it coming.
But you never remind him, I'm sure.
He was a big Ben guy?
Well, yeah, and he is known as the sort of mild manner, I'm the take guy.
He's a smart guy, you're the take guy.
Yeah, but he is more stubborn than me.
Than you?
Well, in admitting, when I'm wrong about player, I'm just, I know people bring up Jalen or whatever, but when I'm wrong, I was wrong. And yeah. I was wrong about Kelly Oubre. I was wrong. Yeah. There's a lot of players I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
215-592-9494. High Hopes, Jackie Baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes, Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
I mean, speaking of another player you're dead wrong about, I mean, Shohei Ohtani.
I wasn't wrong.
You're dead wrong about it.
Dead wrong about
Judge
Ohtani.
This, Lindor dead this, wrong. And then look at this guy.
No. That's the greatest baseball player I've ever seen.
How about you guys are misremembering history? I said, when Shohei Ohtani is also pitching, he is the best player I've ever seen in my life. When he is not,
I don't remember that.
He is just a DH.
Yeah. But he's still an amazing hitter.
Like, he's an amazing
hitter.
All
he's doing is pitching once every fifth day. He's still doing amazing things every other game.
You know enough to know that pitching once every fifth day is incredibly valuable.
I know.
Okay.
But he's still a great hitter.
He is a great hitter. I never said he wasn't a great hitter.
9 times last night.
I just said he shouldn't have been MVP as DH. That's it.
I know.
Yeah,
I
get
know.
Over yourself.
Is he better than Judge?
No. Well, if he's pitching?
Yes, a player.
If he's pitching and hitting, yes. Okay. If he's just hitting, no.
And Judge is a great player.
Yes.
Judge is a great player.
Yeah.
He's one of the four elite players in baseball.
Yes. What would we say?
So who would you go?
Judge.
Ohtani, Judge,
Bobby Witt.
Bobby Witt Jr.,
yes. And Soto.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so you guys do believe Soto's a great player?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
No.
It was a fake 40-40 season, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's... And you see the video, he's already got the belly.
Oh, yes, the beer belly for the winter.
Yeah.
Yep. We all see it.
Yeah.
We all see it.
So that game last night.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, get to it.
I fell asleep. I made it about 12:15.
I
didn't make it that far.
Really?
I made it to 11.
I bet on the Dodgers. I bet on the Blue Jays. That couldn't even keep me up, you know? So it was
18 innings. It's crazy.
It's way too long.
Yeah.
I mean, it's way too long. I do find it funny that Brad Paisley has been the national anthem singer for both 18 inning World Series games.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Don't bring him back. Yet.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Don't let him in the building. Here. Don't let him in the building. And then the non elite Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
Hits the walk off home run.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
How about Buzz? Did you see the tweet from Buzz?
Oh, yeah. Buzz is adding a little snark.
He really is adding a little snark.
He's starting to turn into it. WIP host.
He really is.
What did Buzz? What was Buzz?
Well, he did, though. I can't believe Bryce was mad because he got compared to this guy.
Freddie Freeman. Well, I agree with him in that point. Well, they act like they compared him to the Castellanos. He compared him to Freddie Freeman. Guy's awesome.
Yeah.
And Freddie Freeman is a great player who is not elite anymore. That Freddie Freeman used to be way better than he is.
Oh, yeah, we know it, yeah.
But he's still good. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Good for Buzz, standing up to Dave. Stand up for Dave Dombrowski.
I'm sure he's going to appreciate that compliment.
Yes.
During this fantasy segment we got coming
up. Well, yeah. Yeah. I did not have a great week.
Oh, yeah.
I did not have a great week.
Yeah. So it's great. Good game. 2-1 now. Then tonight.
It's over. It's over.
I think the Dodgers win it, but I think it's going 6 or 7.
Really?
The Blue Jays are showing pretty good fight.
I think the Blue Jays win tonight.
I thought they were going to win last night.
How do you think Ohtani bounces back? Like, you think he's... That was a long game last night.
7 hours.
Yeah, he has to... You think he's going to be effective getting up?
Thank goodness for seeing this. Well, if he had to stand in the field the entire time, it probably would have been hard on him. But if this 18-inning game... Only 8 times was he doing anything different than I was doing
9.
During the game. 8, right?
Well, he got 4 hits 4 and times. Then walked 5 times.
Oh, walked 5 times. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, I think he'll bounce back fine.
Well, the reporters are already putting out that he likes to get a lot of sleep. So he's a 12-hour sleep guy. So I wonder if his sleep could be affected if that gets him off his game tonight.
Oh, really?
12 hours.
That's a lot of sleep, by the way.
Sleep's 12 hours.
It's actually... borderline insane.
Yeah. Well, you have a $700 million contract.
Get up at 10.
You don't have to work on any fielding practice.
No. Just go ahead. So, I think the Blue Jays do win tonight. They got some dog in them.
Yeah?
I like that Blue Jays team.
Yeah, I hope they win.
Although Springer got hurt. I don't know if he's going to be in the lineup or not.
That's tough. So. And I thought Scherzer, he didn't get rocked.
No, he got
he. It was a gutty performance.
I love seeing an old guy gut it up out there. You know, but one last ride.
Yeah.
So then, a quick Philly thing. Jim Bowden, once again, who I think is full of it.
Yep, there it is. That's his name to you,
Jim Bowden. Full of it, Jim Bowden.
Yep.
So he put a contract projection out for Kyle Schwarber, and he put it at 5/160.
No chance.
Woo wee,
dude! All of Jim Bowden must be getting 3% of all of these guys' deals from the agent.
Oh, he had Tucker 421, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he had all these guys having
every number. He had Ranger at 6/167,
something
I think.
Like that.
Yeah,
ooh. Yeah. It's we're getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
But then Heyman did report today that Philly is, of course, top priority. Blah 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 blah. The teams that are in on Schwarber are the concerning part for the idea of bringing Schwarber back.
It's got to be the Mets.
Well, it's Red Sox, Cubs, Mets.
Oh,
those seem like the three teams that need him the most.
Well, so, if the Mets decide they want
the Cubs
him, they will have
to bring him back, huh?
After they non-tendered him, that's very rude. After he's a hero for that team.
Man, if somebody's going to give him 5 years, 160,
just don't
he's
do
not going to even think twice about taking it.
And he's not going to be a Red.
No, he's not going to be a Red.
He's certainly not going to be a Red.
160, no.
If the Mets want to go overpaying.
Shut up, Fritz.
Well, the Mets are the one, because he doesn't care about money.
No.
Steve Cohen doesn't care about money.
So they'll let.
The Red Sox care about money.
They'll let whatchamacallit go to bring in Schwarber.
Who, Alonso?
Pete Alonso, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Pete Alonso has this dream of a 6-year contract. There's no chance.
No.
Yeah.
And then we're going to flip.
Well, why is Schwarber getting five?
Well, I think there are very limited teams
that'll do it.
That would do it. I don't think anybody but the Mets would give Pete Alonso 6 years.
Right.
The only reason the Mets would do it is because he's born Met, been
right,
a Met,
he's one of their guys,
all those sorts of things. But I don't think anybody's going to do it. I also think Jim Bowden's numbers are out of whack. I don't think Kyle Schwarber gets that much money. But the team to worry about is the Mets. Is the Mets and the Dodgers are the two teams that don't care about money. The Red Sox care about money, so there's a limit to the Red Sox. There's a limit to the Cubs. There's no limit to the Mets. That's why they're always going to get Soto, is because whatever the Yankees said, he was going to, you know, he's like, oh, you want a suite? I don't care.
I couldn't get over that part. We gave you $700 million.
Now you want free tickets.
You need a
suite? Yeah.
And that video, by the way, of him dancing around, that's going to be used as a meme this year if things aren't going well.
Actually, people were making fun of him. I kind of liked it. He was his birthday?
27th birthday.
27th, he's at home with his family. I don't know.
I didn't see the video.
Yeah. Them dancing all goofy, but he was home with his family. I don't give him credit for that.
He's a family man. I thought you were a family guy.
Yeah. One of one.
Yeah.
One of one.
Oh, you got two kids, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm saying, the dad guy.
Right.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WWE.
Speaking of a family man.
Boy, what's happening, boy?
Yeah, okay. What up, boy?
Let me ask you something, Mike Reese.
Uh-oh.
A.J. Brown, I need you to check this out on your computer. Has he ever had one game, okay, 200-plus yards? How many times has he done that? Has he done it? Or how many times has he done it?
Well, he hasn't done it as an Eagle. So it would have had to have been.
I know that, right.
Well, yeah, it would have had to have been as a Titan. Right. A.J. Brown had any 200-yard receiving games?
I'm checking.
You see any with the Titans?
Okay. No. What's wrong with your phone?
Yeah, nothing's wrong with my phone.
Well, it has Google on it, doesn't it?
His highest total was 181 against the Bears in 2022.
Okay, 184.
181.
Okay. So you know what the issue is with him? He's watching these other guys that are making, you know, over 200 or whatever, you know, having big games. He's looking at, you know, Cincinnati, Chase, this one, that one, you know, these.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He's looking at these other receivers, and you know, he's on a Super Bowl team. You got a ring, dude. You should be proud of that, man. The thing is, so we'll wait and see what happens.
You know what's ironic about that, Herb? I would imagine Jamar Chase probably wants to be in AJ's shoes.
Yeah, and wants to win a little bit.
Yeah, he wants to be. You know what I'm saying? I would imagine some of those guys would love to be over here playing for the Eagles.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
how'd you enjoy last night?
Last night? What do you mean?
Yeah, down at Chickie's. You came out, you hung out with us.
Yeah, I was down there. Yeah.
I know. That's why I asked. I mean, listen, you pulled up in that parking lot. You almost hit three people pulling in the parking lot last night.
Yeah, right.
Isn't your job driving?
Come on now, Spike. Yeah. Getting on me.
I'm not getting on you. Ike was getting on you.
No, he wrote. I was leaving out. It was after the show. Okay. After the six. After the our show.
Yeah. After the.
So you know, I normally go out and take a break. Yeah. Herb's coming in. Window down. He's leaning out. I'm like, Herb. Hey, what? You almost ran over three people, Herb.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing. I don't remember that.
Wow. Interesting.
If you remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Philly's going to have to offer Schwarber $35 million
a year.
5 years. Yeah, they can do it.
He can have it.
Yes.
They got the money. Come on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know. That's actually more than what Jim Bowden predicted. Okay. That's 175, right? Yeah.
So,
what is the number you would say no to, Herb? How much money is too much?
I mean, if I was the GM, I would give him like he deserves. He's had a hell of his 4 years here. So, I mean, I'd give him $40 million, $200 million. Why not?
Give him $200 million.
$200 million over five years.
That's good math by you too. $40 million a year.
165 guaranteed. How's that sound to you, Spike?
Why don't you give him?
Well, it's all guaranteed if they.
Yeah, it's baseball.
56 home runs.
Yeah. Why don't you give him up $50 million? Give him $50 million a year. Might as well just make sure you get him.
Yeah.
7 years.
I'm would you give Bryce an extension?
Going to have a couple more good years as he keeps the weight off. He trains during the winter. He keeps the weight off. He's going to hit. He's going to hit. You know, he's going to have 50 plus. I'm telling you. You watch.
Yeah.
In our ballpark, the ball goes, man. And in the summertime with that heat on, man, let me tell you, it's that ball's carrying. You know what I'm saying, bro? The thing is, I'm going to tell you what needs to be done. These guys, both Harper and Schwarber, they need to practice during the winter.
Ooh, okay,
lefty on lefty. That's what they need. Okay, and you can't buy a pitching machine that throws
left-handed
certain types of pitches. You know, split fingers or whatever. But you know the curveball, yeah, the slider. You can get the thing to break.
What about a left-handed pitching machine? Do you have one of those?
I was talking with Burkhead last night. And he told me there's something that you got to do with the wheels or so, and it makes it break.
Spin the other way.
I've seen them break before.
Who was Burkhead?
This kid used to pitch at Bloomsburg.
A friend of mine that pitched. His son pitched with your producer there, Jack Fritz.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
You know my name.
Staying up at Bloomsburg, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, who was better?
I think he was better.
Well, the father threw 91, and he got cut. He was the last cut by the Milwaukee Brewers back in 89 or something.
You got any kids floating around? Accidentally,
he came to pitch on our Summerton team, okay, in the Pendel League.
Hey Herb, you want to hang out for the top five at five? We have to take a quick break, but you want to hang out for the top five at five?
I'm with this lady. She just went to get some money out of this police credit union.
Is she robbing the bank? Are you the getaway guy?
She needs to go get some money, and then she's going food shopping.
Sorry, I was watching Task, so I'm all crimed up. And what are you doing?
You went to this wedding, this black. Let me ask you a question. No.
Here we go.
You went to this black wedding thing.
Well, it was
right?
a wedding, and many of the people right. there were black.
Did they have any stuff like I like you know, like soul music, you know, like the Temptations and the Four Tops?
It was mostly people my age, so yeah. Not
oldies,
a lot of four top.
They were doing that. They was out there doing the electric slide and the Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. Right. You said things you like, I thought you were talking about
that
you
German
know,
chocolate.
Boy,
yeah.
You know my boy Sonny Hill. You know that song he plays at the end? Ike Reese at like 9:55 when he goes off. You know that song? I'm trying to think of the name
of
it.
I do not.
Herb.
Yeah, go check it out. He's got that song he plays it every time when he shuts off. Okay, Sonny Hill.
When he's signing off, yeah.
All right, Herb, we gotta get to Jack's thing here. So if you want to hang out,
I'm hanging.
Hang in there.
All right, Jack, what's coming up in the
She's
top five?
She's gonna be in the store for a while anyway. Yeah. Don't worry.
Come on.
Nice. Things we need to explore more.
Things we need to explore more.
It's so vague.
Yep, always. It always makes me nervous when it's vague like that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.